Bookstores and libraries have long played a central role in fostering a deeper appreciation of knowledge and in lifelong learning. Increasingly, these places are also filling another critical need in our communities by providing a haven for those seeking a communal connection in an ever more isolated world. But how is all of this playing out in our current fractured political climate? We have two guests to discuss this with us this morning. Chris Morrow is the owner of the Northshire Bookstores in Manchester Center, Vermont, and Saratoga Springs, New York. And in a few moments, we'll also be joined by the CEO of the American Booksellers Association, Orrin Tyker. Chris, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a great pleasure to have you on the program, and it's interesting to have this discussion. So when I say this about how does this all play out in our current fractured political climate, you got a sense of this in the past month. You had an event at your Saratoga store featuring former Trump administration press secretary Sean Spicer. Just tell people a little bit about what you experienced as a result of having that event.
Well, there was quite a lot of pushback, especially on social media, which is somewhat understandable, but the level of pushback and the tone of it was a little disturbing for me, you know. And I had to put out a statement, which I think tried to summarize our point of view, and I just want to read one or two sentences
sure.
from that. And in a Northshire bookstore, we choose to stock a book or hold an author event. We are not making a judgment about the content of the book or the character of the author. We are assessing whether the title, topic, or author is of interest to our customers. Especially in this era when tolerance is being tested, we need to protect people's ability to engage freely in conversation and to listen with respect, even as we deeply disagree. The bookstore tries to be a bookstore for all people, not a subset of our society. People were assuming that, you know, just because we had a signing, it wasn't even an author event,
yes,
which was a decision we made, that, you know, the bookstore is promoting Trump. Okay, you know, we had Hillary Clinton 4 or 5 years ago before she'd even announced, and we got some similar pushback back then. And so it's just troubling for me as someone who's in business as a purveyor of ideas and information and entertainment to be in this climate. And while I recognize that, you know, in the world of books, there's a lot of potential for discord. That's part of the reason why we're in it, and to make all kinds of ideas open to everybody. My personal political affiliations are not really relevant here. To be fair, there was a big debate inside the bookstore about whether we should have the event or not, and how it should be carried out, and all that
right.
kind of thing. So it's an interesting topic. Some people considered him a representative of hate speech, which is a category of speech that deserves to be ignored or confronted. You know, I did not come down on that side.
So a couple of things. One is that the role, I'm interested because your community is also very, your community has Republicans and Democrats. I mean, it's a very split community. While we live in a blue state, certainly. So to represent that community by having someone from either political side makes sense, right? And
right.
you can't just shut down those conversations.
Right, exactly. I mean, we, unlike most author events, we didn't go after Spicer. He was coming to Saratoga, and we were asked by the Republican County committee to host an event. And they're part of our constituency. Saratoga County voted for Trump.
Yep.
They're our customers. And, you know, why wouldn't we represent that?
The other thing, too, is, and so let me get... Orrin Tyker is with us. He is the CEO of the American Booksellers Association. Orrin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Glad to be with you.
Very nice to have you on the program. So Chris and I have been talking about this, of this fractured political climate and the role of bookstores, and I'm just interested in what your thoughts are as the role of your booksellers should be in a climate where, look, a lot of independent bookstores, your constituency skews left. So how do you then, often in college towns, which also skew left, so then if you do something like host a conservative or a Republican, is that turning your back? And then how ultimately do you deal with the fallout from that? A lot of questions in there, Orrin, but let me begin with the first one, which is, what do you think the role of a bookstore is in this particular climate?
Well, I think bookstores have a real opportunity in this climate to ensure that they represent and make available to customers views across the political spectrum, you know, particularly these days in which both the left and the right seem to be so intolerant of opposing views. The bookstore is actually a really good place where two sides can come together, and I think that there are lots of stores across the country that embrace that notion. Now, look, you know, the very fact is that independent bookstores are, as we like to say, independent. Each store is different. Clearly, yep. Individual store owners may have their own political views, and certainly we would respect that and acknowledge and understand that's a fact. But I do think that in a charged political environment as we currently live, stores have an opportunity, and there are lots of stores, certainly Northshire included, that figure out how to take advantage of that opportunity to be that place in the community where different points of view can be expressed and articulated.
Do you think, Chris, that when you think about this issue, that do you think you've lost customers, or do you think it's short term? I mean, obviously, this happens to us almost every day, where you get, you know, you read your mail and you're like, you know, you're ready to put your head in an oven, but then, you know, it goes away, and so is that where you're at, or does it? Do you think it has a longer effect?
Well, people told us very directly that they'll never shop at our store again.
And but people say they will never listen to us again too. And
right.
Then, you know.
Right. Well, I hope in the longer term people see us in a more broad picture and see, you know, we have over 100 events a year. We're giving away hundreds of books to kids in the community. You know, we have author events in the schools. Everything we're doing, I hope people see that in a broader context rather than just one signing that we had in the store.
The one thing, though, and this is, I'm interested in both of your thoughts on this, but it seems that a lot of this scorn from the public comes in the form of social media, correct?
Absolutely. Yep. I mean, I did get some calls and some emails, but most of the worst of it was on social media.
And Orrin, are you finding that with the other stores? That the ABA
Well,
represents.
Social media has changed everything. Clearly, it provides a way for people to instantly communicate in a way, often without thinking much about it, and firing off a tweet, a response, posting something instantaneously. You know, we have access to that, a way of communicating today that certainly we never had before, and clearly that's changed the dynamic. You know, Joe, I'd point out that, you know, I've found over the years that where stores may take, you know, an instant hit for being criticized either from the left or the right because of an author that they have or because of a book that they've displayed, I think over time, I think stores are respected by their customers when they in fact embody a spirit of diversity and wanting to ensure that different points of view are reflected. You know, one day it may be your point of view that's being challenged and being shunned, and you don't want that to happen. So I do think there, you know, as Chris points out, there is some short-term effect, perhaps, but over time, I would say that, in my experience, that stores who have stood their ground ultimately have retained their customers and have retained the respect of their communities.
You know, Chris, I was thinking about this, that I was somewhat a part of these conversations because we were talking about the possibility of doing an event and so forth at the store. There's also the considerations of the safety of your customers, the safety of the people who are there, the cost to the store of having extra security, the cost of all of that has to be factored in. And so in some cases, if you had decided not to do the event, you probably would have taken hits too, because with your reason being, okay, it's just going to cost us more than we want it to cost us.
Oh, that's true. There's a lot of hidden costs involved in these types of events. Part of it was the internal debate and staff being upset and customers being upset, and that. But at the end of the day, I think we all came down on the side that it was worthwhile doing it.
Yeah. And does it? And I assume it doesn't cloud it for you in the future if you find yourself in this position again to say, okay, well we'll do it again. We weathered it.
Right. And it was helpful for me personally, and I think for the staff, to go through this debate and dialogue, and to try to figure out in our minds where is that line that you wouldn't cross in terms of having an author? Because even though speech is constitutionally protected, doesn't mean that we're going to promote hate speech in the bookstore, right? So
there
is a line that we will not cross.
So you know your customers. Would it have been similar, do you think, in Manchester?
Probably. We would have gotten some pushback. It might not have been as vitriolic.
Okay.
In the language that was used.
That's interesting.
But there would have been some pushback.
Some geography here.
There's just so much emotion around anything related to our current president that it tends to devolve.
Final 30 seconds, but Oren, your booksellers, independent booksellers, things are good, right? I mean, it looks like stores like Northshire, other independent bookstores, and certainly the ones that we partner with on this show, things are pretty good, aren't they?
They are. We're a lot like Mark Twain and who said about something about the rumors of his death were slightly exaggerated. A lot of people have thought that indie bookstores were some endangered species, but in fact, stores like Northshire and literally hundreds and hundreds of Chris's colleagues around the country are doing okay. Now, it's tough out there, and nobody would underestimate how difficult it is to own and operate an indie bookshop, but clearly the things that stores do by being engaged in their community, by being engaged in the schools, by bringing an array of interesting authors to these communities is something that lots and lots of customers find attractive. So we're, yes, we are hanging in. Sales across the network of our member stores are up. The number of stores has actually shown some increase. So without by any way underestimating how tough it is, yes, we're doing okay.
Chris Morrow is owner of Northshire Bookstores in Manchester, Center, Vermont, and Saratoga Springs, New York. You can find out more about the incredible work they do, northshire.com. Oren Tyker is the CEO of the American Booksellers Association, bookweb.org, to check out their good work. Oren, Chris, thank you so much for the conversation. I so appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Take care. Have a good day.
You too. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.